ground was a cause for a big hatred of tax collectors. I understand in an intellectual sort of way. I mean, there is no lower human life form, with the possible exception of pimps, than that which revels in its state-derived power to humiliate, extort, and generate misery. I am left with a disgust for my species, but with Goblin it can become a flaming passion. With him trying to work everybody up to go out and treat a few tax people to grotesque excruciations and deaths. The termites were shaken and distressed. They did not know what to make of this sudden, obviously portentous arrival. The advent of an imperial legate could mean 100 things, but nothing good for the entrenched bureaucracy. Elsewhere, all work came to a halt. Even cursing gang leaders paused to stare at the Harbinger ship. One Eye eyeballed the situation. "Better get us out of town fast, Croker, else it will turn into the Tower all over again, this time with too many people asking too damned many questions." The coach was ready. Lady was inside. The mounts, both great and normal, were saddled. A small, light, closed wagon was brought up and assembled by the horse guards and filled with ladies' plunder. We were ready to roll when the ship's captain was ready to let us. "Mount up," I ordered. "One Eye, when that gangway goes down, you make like the horns of hell. Otto, take this coach off here like the limper himself is after you." I turned to the commander of the horse guards. "You break trail. Don't give those people down there a chance to slow us down." I boarded the coach.
"Wise thinking," Lady said. "Get away fast, or risk falling into the trap I barely escaped at the Tower."
"That's what I'm afraid of. I can fake this legate business only if nobody looks at me too close. Far better to roar through town and leave them thinking me a foul-tempered, contemptuous, arrogant, taken legate, southward bound on a mission that was no business of the procurators of Beryl." The gangway slammed down. One Eye let loose the hellhorn howl I wanted. My mob surged forward. Gawkers and the privileged alike scattered before our fire and darkness apparition. We thundered through Beryl as we had thundered through Opal, our passage spreading terror. Behind us, the dark wings put out with the evening tide, under orders to proceed to the Garnet Roads and begin an extended patrol against pirates and smugglers. We exited the rubbish gate. Though the normal animals were exhausted, we carried on till darkness lent us its mask. Despite our haste to get away from the city, we did not camp far enough out to escape its attention entirely. When I wakened in the morning, I found Mergen waiting on me with three brothers who wanted to join up. Their names were Cletus, Longinus, and Loftus. They had been kids when we were in Beryl before. How they recognized us during our wild ride, I do not know. They claimed to have deserted the urban cohorts in order to join us. I did not feel much like dealing with an extensive interrogation, so took Mergen's word that they seemed all right. "They're fools enough to want to jump in with us without knowing what's going on. Let them. Give them to Hagop." I now had two feeble squads, Otto and the four from Opal, and Hagop and the three from Beryl. Such was the company's history. Pick up a man here,